just how to watch TV. The Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name's Joel.
I'm Jeremy. Check out all of our social media and everything you can find that we do at don'tevit.com. Is that it, right?
That's pretty much it.
I always there's something extra, but yeah, don'tevit.com. Check out. You can find pretty much anything that Joel or I am involved in through there.
Yeah. You should check out his Twitch streams. He does lots of Twitch streaming.
Twitch.tv/Dishvitz.
He can't even say it.
D-A-S-C-H-V-A-T-Z.
You can't even say it, goddammit.
Okay, you want to talk about Mr. You have to try really hard to not have a problem with S's, so.
Yeah, Dishvitz.
Right.
Whatever. So, yeah, we're going to talk about The Walking Dead Season 9, Episode 12 and 13. It's not that there's not enough to talk about for individual episodes. It's that we are terrible with scheduling and actually sitting down and doing a podcast. We enjoy doing it, but it's just sitting at the table.
It was honestly like the other night we went to do it. We like sat here to do it and Joel's like, I'm terrified of doing this right now. I have no notes. I have no idea what to do, what to talk about. I'm like,
I went back and watched the two episodes, I'm so glad I did.
Right.
I didn't remember shit from the first one.
Oh, well, good. Well, I'm glad that you went and wagon watched it again.
Right.
You'll refresh my memory as we go through. Yeah.
Right. So the first one was called Guardians. Now, do you want to talk about the... here's the thing. Later, we came up with a theory about what Guardians were, whether it was a code for some special kind of walkers.
Did?
Yeah, you don't remember that conversation?
Basically.
I was like, I'm bringing this up on the podcast.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
They were saying either they'll walk with us or they'll walk with the Guardians. Or they'll be with the Guardians.
Be one of the dead, right?
Right. Basically, I would think so, but I didn't
think they called them... So what are you thinking it's alluding to?
I didn't think they called them Guardians.
You think there's like another monster?
No.
Zombie animals? Polar bears?
I mean, that'd be sweet, but I don't think so necessarily.
Come on, man. Like, I would be so angry.
If they did that?
Zombie polar bears? Yes, I'd be mad.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Be zombie grizzly bears? I'm good.
Yeah, fair enough. Grizzly bears is just the polar part.
I wouldn't mind seeing some zombie dogs. I mean, I played Resident Evil.
Yeah. I didn't think they called them Guardians. So it just gave me we had a thought.
What else are they referring to?
We were talking about potentially they have something that they need more walkers at to guard. Like a specific place.
Referring to a certain group of walkers as the Guardians.
Right.
Because those are the ones guarding whatever they need
guarded. Protecting something.
Like what, though?
I don't know. And I feel like the theory fell apart a little bit later when they said Guardians can't climb the stairs. And they're like, go ahead and hop over. So I feel like they were just talking about... like
walkers.
When they got... Yeah, that they were just talking about walkers.
I don't remember that. Who said Guardians can't climb the stairs?
They were talking about it when Beta was about to square off with Daryl.
Got you. Oh, right.
He just said something when they came to the part where they had to hop up the
railing. So they're just talking about the walkers, then.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I was kind of bummed out when I heard that later because I was like, oh, that could be an interesting plot line if like
there's something that they
require more walkers.
Guardians
to.
Meaning just you know, listen. They're talking about guardians is the fact that they just kind of guard them.
Oh, they're guardians. Okay.
In a way.
Well, don't have a. Like, I should have got that, obviously. Fucking look at me like that.
That wasn't what I meant. That wasn't like wasn't how that was meant.
They're guardians.
I was just like, that's what it was, obviously. Like, it wasn't as convoluted as you were
right.
making it out
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, I know, but that like... sounded fun. Let's see. At the beginning, Lydia and Alpha discussing what she told Daryl. Her walking in her... walk
her
dead,
doing
her walker
the zombie
gate.
Walk
yeah without oh. the mask on was cool as fuck
yeah it
I don't
was
know
weird.
Why
well and then they're just having like a conversation they're just and there's right. no other guardians around there's
right.
no walkers around it's just them walking
just
through
them.
So they just constantly have to practice this way of being
yeah
like, wouldn't you think they'd just be like
unless
once in a while,
there's
like,
home
oh!
I mean, unless like, they're home safe ugh. Somewhere, like unless they're at their
ugh.
Right.
I'm done with
just
this. Right.
Take a regular
Come on,
step.
I can't like. My hip is healing me. Can I switch to the other hip?
Right.
Can I limp the other way? No. You're this zombie, and this is how you limp. You have a backstory. This is what happened to you.
Yeah, this is how you live.
This is how you die.
In case anybody catches you and you have to explain your limp. Right. Wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Alf is asking about signs of trade, which is interesting considering the trade fair coming up.
Why do you think she asked that? You think she doesn't want trade? Or
I don't know what she... I don't know if she's... I think she's looking for groups that are interconnected.
And wants to separate them?
I don't know. I'm not really certain what the goal would be there other than to intercept.
What is their end game? Right, we don't really have...
Well, if they could intercept trade...
Oh, they could intercept supply lines, yeah, and they could get supplies for themselves, basically. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. That's done. That's a...
That makes sense. Hey. Yeah. Duh. Michonne is pissed about them going out to set up the relay and Negan escaping. We find out she can veto any fucking council vote.
Like, and I wasn't clear on
security
concerns. Is that what it is?
If anything was security concern, she could veto any council vote.
That's a really vague, like, open thing.
That was what they were bitching about.
So she has too much power, basically.
Yeah, she has just shut them off from the outside world.
Who would want that? That type of power.
Her power or theirs?
That power, the one to be able to veto everything. Like, you're the one that gets to make the call, basically. Like... Oh, that's a security concern. You can't wear orange t-shirts.
Right.
That's a security concern.
Yeah.
You know, you have the fucking ability to veto or basically oust any law you don't want done. Like, that's...
Well, I would say at the moment, like, somebody who's a bit self-righteous. Michonne feels a bit like full of herself at this point in it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, just kind of like overly confident that she knows best. Sadiq is making a pitch for them to help
with
the trade fair.
That's the Rick in her.
Yeah, it is. The concerns about the trade fair at this point are the roads and the whisperers.
And the highwaymen.
Well, yeah, we haven't even got to the highwaymen yet.
That was the second episode, right?
Right.
Okay.
Rosita's pregnant with Sadiq's baby, and she gives Gabriel an out. Like, look, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. I mean, I love how Eugene finds himself on the outside of the love triangle looking in. Like, he didn't even make it into the triangle. He'd be the square.
Who's Sadiq?
Eugene.
Eugene's out, man.
Yeah.
And he was with Rosita from the beginning, right? She was part of that original group, wasn't she?
I believe so.
It was her, Abe, and it was those three.
Yeah.
Her, Abe, and Rosita. Him, Abe, and Rosita. Sorry, yes. Right. Eugene, Abe, and Rosita. It was the three of them, right?
I feel like there might have been one more person with them. Was it Tara? I can't remember where she came from.
I don't think so. I thought it was just the three of them to begin with.
So the next thing that happens is Lydia finding that yo-yo string.
Right.
And then Henry catches up to them. Or, you know, Beta catches Henry. Was it Beta that caught Henry? Yeah. Because the other guy, Henry whooped the other guy's ass with a stick.
Right.
And then Beta
is a big motherfucker.
And Beta is Ryan Hurst, I believe is his name, from Sons of Anarchy.
From Sons of Anarchy.
Right. He played Opie, if you ever watched that show. Good show.
He's a big dude.
Huge, man.
Mm.
What? Not good show?
I don't know.
Did you watch the whole thing?
It was more of, they got the guns. Now, we found the guns. Then they got the guns back. It was a lot of shit like that, man. It kind of...
I feel like... Are you talking about The Walking Dead?
No, I'm talking about Sons of Anarchy.
Because I feel like you've made this exact criticism about The Walking Dead.
Yes, I did. I have. Yeah. I have made the same exact
criticism. I saw a pretty harsh critique today, and it was somebody talking about...
What, on The Walking Dead? Or on our show?
No, neither.
No.
On Walking Dead a little bit. It was talking about how Game of Thrones is ending and how it's like, this is a series people wanted to go on, and why wouldn't they just keep going for a little bit longer? And it was like, well, actor contracts, blah blah blah. And it
Game
was
of
like
Thrones.
Yeah. And it was like, hey, look, you know, you can either end like Game of Thrones is going to, or you can become The Walking Dead,
where everybody's fucking hating on it.
Well, no, just where it goes on seemingly forever and there's no big ending in sight and it's a continued thing. And like, I'm fine with Walking Dead being what it is.
I can't see Game of Thrones going on forever
but they're not going to. The criticism was on The Walking Dead there for already going on forever. They were saying you can either go out like with a big finale, or you can go on forever. like The Walking Dead is doing, and the criticism being that it's not very exciting. I disagree. Some of it's pretty damn good.
I don't know about exciting. Exciting. And it's still a good story, and it's good storytelling.
I'm wrapped up in the characters that exist.
I'm not, man. All the ones that I really love are leaving.
Yeah, but Lydia punched Henry in the face.
So?
That was awesome. Who didn't want to punch Henry?
Yeah, I want to punch Henry, but that's okay.
That was
awesome. I don't like her. I don't like
the
villain.
You don't like Lydia?
The only one, okay, I'll give you, I like Beta. I do like the villain. He's a good villain.
Fair enough.
Right.
Let's see what else here. Eugene made the pros and cons list about Rosita's baby and why he shouldn't stay with her. Gabriel.
Right.
Made a fucking pros and cons list, and he's like, I also have a second one.
That's just how Eugene thinks. Like,
right.
Just
happiness
how he would
shows
do
a projected increase over the long term.
So something
why
he would
does,
say.
Why did he have beads in his ponytail? I mean, he just finds a way to be a douche no matter what. No matter when it is, no matter what time
because
jump.
Because that's Eugene. Like, who, right. Like I said, look, who's going to, like... Okay, you're in post-apocalyptic, zombie post-apocalyptic nonetheless. Why? Like, why not?
I guess.
You got long hair. Why not tie some beads in that bitch? Like,
I mean,
make yourself look
know.
Like a warrior of some sort. Like, come on, man.
Time and love is all we have in the end, so you may as well have some beads. Alpha trusts animals because they don't lie. Stupid. Don't care. Why does that matter? Eh.
What?
Eh.
I don't understand.
So just... I trust animals because they don't lie. So what? You're all supposed to be animals then? Like all of her people?
You can trust an animal to do what an animal does. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. It's a stupid comment.
I like the power play of someone handing Alpha an apple and then her giving it to Lydia. Like they were walking and somebody else grabs an apple and gives it to, behind Lydia's back, gives it to Alpha and then Alpha presents it to Lydia. So it was just like a providing kind of a thing, you know, like just a mind fuck.
To keep Lydia like kind of trying to pull her reins back in.
Right.
Right.
Unsure like you need
her,
me for
unsure
things
of
like
her
this.
Loyalty at this point. Right.
There are a shitload of people at the Whisperer's camp.
Yeah, man.
A lot of fucking people. I did not expect that many
and
people.
And doing a lot of things. There's like a lot of like crafting and shit going on there. Like, and they're making masks.
Yeah.
Like what
the
fuck?
They were skinning deer to eat and walkers to wear.
Oh God, man. The scene where he fucking stuck the, like he, I, you think you got me on camera?
I did.
On
I
there,
definitely did.
Going,
check out the Instagram for that.
My actual reaction to that shit was
at just, how to watch TV on Instagram.
Fucking gross. Right.
So Negan's back in his cell. He was in her house and he didn't do anything. And she's like, you're an asshole, not an idiot.
Right.
She pretty much calls exactly what happened when he left. Like, the world just spit you out. And yeah. He's like, yeah, there was nothing out there. The world's changed and so have I, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
He's being kept there to show how merciful the great Rick Grimes was. Like, him dropping Rick was pretty ballsy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, he did not know how she's going to react to that. And he said he could be so much more than just that example there. And she says, Michonne's like, I'm not the leader. And he's like, and yet you make all the decisions? I mean, she gets to fucking veto everything.
Right. Exactly.
Not the leader, my ass. She wants to fortify the lock and the windows closed. And she sees Judith run away from there. So she'd been listening to the whole thing.
Right. And now has potentially known that she could be doing that the whole time or anytime. You
or
know?
Could have been doing it. Right. Yeah, so now they'll shut that down so that she can't do it anymore.
Right.
Or not. Or maybe she'll turn it around because she does by the end of the episode a little bit anyway. Connie seems perfect for Daryl. They both don't talk much and have similar weapons. Like where you could shoot from a distance. The like crossbow, bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or, I mean,
about,
slingshot.
Yeah. And she's pretty good with the bow.
Yeah, she asked him to speak in her direction. Like, I thought that was funny. They were talking, and he was just, like, looking away, and she's like, when you talk, like, look at me. I need to see your mouth move so I can read your lips.
Oh, Connie is the deaf chick. I thought the You're talking about the chick with the bow and arrow from the kingdom. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, sorry. Connie with
Daryl. She's like the slingshot thing, right?
Yeah. The dog breaking the arrow when he was bringing it back to Daryl after he grabbed it out of the walker and breaking it was an accident, but they liked it, so they kept it in.
Oh, okay.
Like he wasn't supposed to break it, and then Daryl just ad-libbed bad dog.
Oh, that's cool. That's a cool scene. I like that. Yeah. Small little detail there. That's
neat. And then I just have in all caps, oh my God, the skinning scene. Fuck.
So I went ahead. I'm sorry of your notes, but yeah. No. So gross.
Oh. Someone steps up.
I mean, like knife up under the fucking like, let's go. Keep going. Moving on.
Someone steps up and talks shit to Alpha for making a trade for her daughter. Challenges her and they say, well, yeah, then so does your girlfriend. And yeah, I didn't notice, but the yo-yo string is what was used to cut that girl's head off.
No,
you don't think so? I thought it looked identical to that. I thought it was kind of ridiculous that she pulled right through her like that. So what, some sort of
it's
like...
It's got to be some sort of razor wire.
Yeah.
Like there's no...
Okay, I guess in retrospect, that doesn't
like
make any sense.
Like a piano wire or
something. But I just
like
thought
that
maybe
that
was like a showing that she was with her. Like Lydia had given it to Alpha or something. But I guess it makes more sense for it to be
no,
something
she
stronger.
Cut her head off with the fucking...
Whatever the fuck it was.
Piece of string. It was... And then slit the other guy's throat too, right?
Well, I got a very White Walker vibe when she held the head up afterwards. That was cool as hell. And she kills the boyfriend for crying because it's weak.
She
just stabbed him in the side.
Right. Oh, I don't know. Probably going to die from that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Right.
Michelle and Judith talk. Judith admits to talking to Negan, and he listens to her. Not everybody does. That was kind of a shot at Michelle in there. And then he's a human being, not a monster. And she makes a compelling point about people changing. She's like, you changed. She's like, go to your room. Why? I need a minute. Like, she fucking nailed her with that.
Well, I mean, and sometimes kids, man, like, they don't like understand like
the filter you're supposed to have
that or the the concept of to conceptualize a lie like that complicated to like lie to like not hurt somebody's feelings, you know what I'm saying? Like
right.
Sometimes a kid her age wouldn't understand that, you know, and just basically say right with no filter what they're thinking and it be the truth and you're like, yeah, go to your room.
Yeah, get out of my
get
face
out. Go away.
Apparently it's been years since someone challenged Alpha, and then she tells the plastic story with Lydia, where she looked away from her for a few minutes, or for 30 seconds, and then she was in a closet with dry cleaning plastic, and her mouth got sucked into her face, and she turned blue and fell, and then woke up, and she's like, and then I hit her hard, so she wouldn't forget not to do it again. Like, but imagine just standing there and not doing anything as Caden's choking to death in the fucking closet, like on plastic. And I guess you know he's going to, you'd have to be a sadist to know he's going to fall afterwards and be fine. And when he falls, he'll be able to breathe again. Cause like you're essentially just risking his life at that point, that he's going to get out of it somehow. It's insane. Like the whole thing is a fucking crazy setup.
Right. So like that real thin dry cleaning plastic.
Yeah,
is what
and it
she's
got sucked to his. Just,
right.
Can't breathe. Eventually going to fall, and then I can breathe again. I mean, just
why? Why does the fall make you breathe again?
Because the plastic
shit.
Comes away from
okay.
the mouth, and then you instinctively start breathing again. Like who would think that?
Right. Okay.
Who the fuck thinks that way?
Right.
Oh, I think she said he ripped it on the way down or something, or she ripped it on the way down. Beta thinks Lydia
like,
has feelings.
First instinct to be like, just.
But she was like three or something.
Oh, she said she was real young. Oh, well. I mean.
It's pretty cruel.
It is pretty cruel. Like, I'm just saying I could see why she would have gotten into that situation.
Right.
Like, oh, well, like that's a three-year-old would have
yeah.
gotten into that. But yeah, to stand there and watch her.
Mm-hmm.
Right, essentially suffocate was it's pretty brutal.
So Beta thinks Lydia's got feelings for Henry, and Alpha's like, well, let's find out then. Daryl and Connie are out there watching the herd. We get that love triangle scene with Eugene. Michonne and Aaron talk about the rules, and she says she won't veto a fair vote and leave it to the people to choose. That was what they agreed to in that charter.
Right. And I don't know, she could say that, but then still veto anything, basically.
Well, but she's saying she won't veto it.
Right. If there's a fair vote.
Yeah, if the rest of them outrule her, then she won't chit-can it. They do the Henry thing. Alpha tells Lydia to kill him. Walkers show up in the camp, and then Daryl wearing a mask was fucking awesome. He out-whispered the Whisperers.
Yeah, well, he's like a tracker, so he just blended in with them.
Right.
Right.
Do you think that he... well, I guess that we get the answer, because when they run away, he takes the mask off and throws it
on the ground.
I just thought maybe he'd keep it.
It was like the end of the episode or something.
Yeah. He seems like the type that would have kept it and like had that in his arsenal, like if he needed to use it.
Right.
Especially against them. Like, why not keep it and just have it? Because they didn't...
Would have been a cool like item.
It's not like they've made up a code. It's the stupidest fucking thing. If anybody else has one of those masks, they can just walk into your group.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, the...
If they killed enough of them and took their masks, Daryl's crew could just walk right into it.
Did any of them have any guns? They don't have guns, right?
Yeah, they had guns, didn't they?
I don't think they did.
I thought I remember seeing Beta carry a gun in the next episode.
Maybe she has like a shotgun.
Well, anyway, Henry won't leave Lydia, so she goes with him.
Right.
Like Daryl, Connie, Dog, Lydia, and Henry all run off together at the end of episode 12. So episode 13 is called Choke Point, and Lydia thought she could go back to her people, but she can't. Like, do you think she's still full of it, or do you think she is honestly with Henry at this point?
I can't tell. It's hard to get a read on her. It's like she's pulling a long con, or...
Well, Daryl says he won't let them run off together. And I thought it was funny as hell when Connie overruled Daryl on which way they were going to go. Like, they were standing in the woods at night, and he's like, we're going this way. And she's like... And then she walks that way, and then Lydia and Henry, and then the dog follows her too. He's like, dog, no! Grumbles and follows. Yeah. I think they're going to be a thing.
Him and Connie?
Yes.
It's a good dynamic.
Fuck these dark scenes for no goddamn reason.
There's a lot of it.
I mean, just put some lighting.
There's a lot of it going on.
I don't want... it's unbelievable. I want to be able to watch the show.
Like what it would be like from there, but yes.
Just let me watch a goddamn show. I don't need to feel it's that dark. Make it dramatically dark, but give me something to look at.
Right, it's a lot of black.
I have my monitor up all the way, and I can't see a goddamn thing. It's prevalent in shows lately, and I don't understand. They do it with Better Call Saul, too. Just like super dark scenes. Like, I get it. Not everything's going to be well lit, but turn a light on. You're in an office. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why is everybody just sitting in the dark? Okay, Beta finds out one of their people bit and says he'll always be one of us. So
I mean, like, treat him with respect and stuff like
he's going to walk with them after he turns.
Okay, yeah.
And he says Lydia will walk with us again, or they'll walk with the Guardians. There was that thing we were talking about. Because it was like, ooh, walk with the Guardians. What does that mean? But
it's got to be just zombies. It's just zombies. Yeah.
So they're setting up for the fair. Jerry's wife wants to not be warriors anymore.
You know, she wants to live a civilized life, which is probably what most of them people want. They want something where they're not in constant danger from anything other than the walkers.
Right.
Like, they don't have to prepare to fight other humans. Right. That sucks.
And speaking of, Jerry and them are back, and they got jumped by the highwaymen.
Right.
And they have to pay a toll for the fair visitors to be able to come and go. And right. Jerry fucked up and was telling... he was talking about the fair, and they overheard, he thinks.
Right.
Yeah. So someone mentions...
He owns up to it, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. He's like, I'm sorry, boss. someone mentions it might be Jed's people.
Who's it? Carol answers immediately. No, no. Not them.
No.
Those people are all charred skeletons in like a shipping container or something like that.
So basically, they got to work out a deal, and King Ezekiel's like, it never ends, does it? And just like, why does that make me think he's going to die?
I've been thinking that the whole time.
There's no way Carol like basically gets to be this whole happy. Season.
No, I've been thinking about it the whole time.
I don't want it to happen, but I just,
don't want it to either. But
do you feel like he gets killed at the fair?
I feel like something bad's going to happen. I feel like they're setting us up for something really bad about to happen. Like the fair seems too good to be true.
Yeah.
They even have banners. Did you see that?
They have banners.
They have banners made. They have a sign maker.
Okay. So you'd have a job in
I'd have a job in post-apocalyptia. Well,
finally.
I'd have to make it through the fucking worst of the worst first.
10 years, and then you're
and good. Then maybe when civilization starts to build back up again, maybe then I can make signs again.
Right.
Right.
Grace Under Fire is keeping the baby, even though she's pretending she's not going to.
Yeah, come on. Obviously.
Connie suggests they take the higher ground and make a choke point, separate the living from the dead. You know, if they go up there, then...
The walkers can't come. Right. The guardians can't follow.
So Daryl's ready for Beta. He's like, I'll kill him first.
I'd like to see a list of all the different things they've been called besides zombies, because they've never been called zombies.
Correct. Yeah.
I'd like to see
walkers, biters,
the dead,
sickos.
Sicko, everything. Like there's I mean they've been called
the hungry ones. They call them the guardians
shit.
Now.
So I'd like to see the list of shit that people have come up with, cuz it's just like these different groups of cells of people who have this right. is the term that they coined, you know. And this is what they call them. Sickos is something that that group of people
right
coined. And
so the people from the kingdom are driving there, and the king doesn't want violence, and Jerry's mad about them taking his sword.
He's got a cool sword.
And Carol points out that they wrote a grammatically correct letter. Like, maybe, you know, maybe it's worth talking to him.
Isn't she like a teacher or something?
Carol? I don't remember.
It'd be worth investigating.
Daryl's scouting the building, and Connie has a stash in there. From when they had been at that building before. Like, that's convenient, but cool.
I mean, a pretty huge stash.
Right.
Like, it was a lot of shit in there.
And Daryl got to drink some bottled water. You think that was like, holy fucking shit, this is amazing. Like, just some regular bottled water?
I don't know if it was... Did it seem like that, or it was just filled bottles?
I mean, I guess it could have just been a filled bottle.
Probably just filled bottles.
Man, just a regular thing of bottled water at that point in the zombie apocalypse would be amazing.
Probably tastes fucking like heaven.
Yes.
Right. Clean water.
They find a map of the building. That was kind of cool that right. they got to see the entire layout. She gave him a look.
You're right. It's going to be a thing. There's some chemistry there, which is good. It's not a bad thing. That's good.
He starts writing in the book, too. That was adorable. You know, he starts writing in her little notepad.
Yeah. Well, because I don't think she reads lips completely.
Right. So he was just tired of trying to make his point. So he just wrote it. And I love how conversationally she ends the conversation by ripping a page out and handing it to him and walking away.
And walking away. That's her equivalent of I fucking won this. That's
And it said, we have friends, she doesn't. So she's fighting for Lydia.
To come with. See, he kept saying, he said she stays.
No, she said the girl stays. And then he goes, no. And she underlines it. She stays with us.
Oh, okay. That's what she meant. I thought she meant when she wrote that, she like stays behind.
No. She's staying with us. Yeah.
Okay.
I did really like the silhouette shot of the lineup of all the highwaymen. That was a cool introduction. I bet you that's right from the comics. That looks like something out of a comic book.
Anytime you see the silhouette shots like that, yeah. I think are from like pretty close to the comic books. Like this is where you see their hands and the.
But then the rest of it was needlessly dark. Again, the whole scene. Just fucking put some lights on.
Right.
Go outside. It's daytime. What are you doing in a dark warehouse? Let's see. The kingdom turns the tables on them nearly instantly, and they offer them a job keeping the roads clear.
Which, hey, man.
And they don't, they're not down for it. Do you remember what convinced them?
It was Carol.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Yeah, when's the last time you saw a movie?
When's the last time you saw a movie? Seriously? He was like, for real? You know, but there was like the whole let's be a community and work together thing wasn't what convinced them. It was a stupid fucking movie.
It was a movie,
but hey, right? Whatever, that's fine. However, what a beneficial arrangement. Why not work with each other instead of fighting against one another? It doesn't right. make sense.
Yep.
Especially when the dead are coming back to life and want to eat your face.
Right, and want to eat your face. Henry makes Lydia a weapon. He sharpens hers because he thinks a spear would be easier for her. He's like, I don't need that right. shit.
The tool of his demise.
Right.
She carved doesn't... his own fucking murder
Oh, was
weapon.
That the one that got stabbed into his leg?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm just saying that's the stick that's going to kill him.
You think she's going to kill him?
Mm-hmm.
You think he dies that quickly? You mm-hmm. don't think he's a Carl replacement for a
no,
while?
No, Judas is a Carl replacement. She's got the hat and the gun.
Okay, fair enough.
And a ninja sword.
Fair enough. She doesn't want to kill her people, and he says he'll try not to as well. Daryl hears Lydia and Henry talk about running away together, and he says he came for her because he cares for her, and then Daryl lets him kiss for like half a second before interrupting him.
Yeah.
I just thought that was funny as hell. Just like, what a dick move. He could have let him kiss for just like 3 or 4 seconds, and then no. You get one kiss, one lip separation, and then, hey.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, hey, it was like parent hey. Like, hey, break
yeah.
it up.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, knock it off.
Like the chaperone at a school dance and mm-hmm. shit. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
2 inches.
Let's see the hands. Let's see some. Let's see some light between you two. On the road, they get attacked by walkers.
Of course they do.
I liked how they just popped the baby in a treasure chest.
An armored treasure chest.
Right.
Hey.
I mean, I get it. I guess it works. But
yeah.
do you have bigger sizes for when it gets
baby
a little bit
can't
older?
Can't be food. If it's in an armored treasure chest.
Fair enough.
However,
if
everybody
all the
else
people
dies,
dies, yeah.
That's going to suck.
Baby dead.
Baby's going to die unless somebody comes across it.
Baby dead. The highwayman came to save the day. Why did Tara look at the cowboy hat guy weird? We talked about that a little bit, didn't we?
Oh, no. There's some chemistry there, wasn't there?
But she's gay.
Oh, that's right. That's what you said. What? I mean, maybe... He changes her mind.
Okay.
People are bisexual and attracted to both.
Fair
people
enough.
Love who they love.
It seemed like
it
they
seemed
knew
like
each
there
other
was chemistry
for a second.
There. Maybe
or something.
they just become buddies. Like, you think this dude, like, this is a new, like, new cast members? Like, people that are around for a while?
I would think so.
That guy looked like he's going to be around
for a while.
I think
any chance they can to expand the cast, they want to.
They have to at this point.
That's all I want is a bigger fucking world.
Yeah,
give
but
me
then
a
we're
bigger...
losing the main characters.
We're not. They're still there.
We are.
Yeah?
Were you...
you know, Daryl's been in the most episodes. He's been in 129 episodes, and like Rick is 122.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So he's the main character now.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Rick Grimes and his helicopter flying ass. You heard it here.
Those movies are going to be good.
I know. I'm just tired of zombies. I'm kidding. Let's do it. Walking Dead, my
Henry,
favorite show.
Henry and Lydia are awkward on the balcony until the whisperers come. Daryl and Beta kind of lock eyes from the balcony. And Daryl takes Lydia with him, but she kisses Henry first. And this is where we get the guardians can't climb up over the stairs, or can't climb over that, meaning the wall up the stairs. Daryl puts Lydia in the closet with the dog, and she
Walks
thanks
her in
him.
There.
But she makes a point to thank him beforehand. She didn't have to do that.
I mean, at this point, maybe she's selling me a little bit. You know? And then she saves him, doesn't she?
I couldn't believe Connie's slingshot works on alive people, too. Like, she shot right through the back of one of their heads, and he went, oh! Like, as he got killed, with a slingshot rock to the back of the head.
He went through his head?
Yeah. Like, it didn't shoot out the other side, but killed him.
Yeah, maybe you killed somebody with a slingshot.
Yeah. I just couldn't believe
it. If it's powerful
yeah.
enough.
And
there's different grades of slingshot.
Dude, there that is. Axe to the chest through the
yeah,
clear plastic,
cool.
the Dexter
right.
plastic.
Another silhouette shot.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Henry gets stabbed in the leg. Daryl's just taking him out one by one. Beta smashes through the fucking wall like a badass
right.
to break into the scene. Daryl stabs him in the chest, and he smashes through another wall before taking it out of his chest like nothing happened.
And acted like nothing happened.
Right. Daryl pushes him down an elevator shaft. Probably two or three flights.
But what was the way that... Wait. It was cool the way that he busted in that door when they had the door blockaded or whatever. And then...
Daryl like shot right at his head.
Right at his head. But he when he busted open the door, he was holding the table up.
Yeah.
Which, great. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he countered Daryl's trap. You know yep. what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, it was right at his fucking forehead.
Yes.
So, but good fight between... Which is probably
and the way he note. The way he hid in the stash spot,
yeah,
to sneak up behind him and push him out.
Right, that was a good ass. Like I mean, like it was a good fight, like a good little battle between those two. There's going to be another one for sure,
right?
Especially after getting pushed down an elevator shaft a long way and fucking living,
right?
And standing up and being mad about it.
Well, I have a reason for that. We go to the Highwaymen, and they seem to be fitting in at the Kingdom, and they decide. Oh, they decide to be parents again. Grace under fire and husband. King Carol and Tara realize Henry isn't there yet. And Connie from the balcony is leading the walkers around with noise. I think she's trying to weed out which ones might be living. She's shooting the rocks at the cars and busting out the windows to right. lead the group around to see if they're all living. Or, I mean, if they're all actually walkers.
Right.
Let's see. Daryl agrees to bring Lydia. And did you notice that they were talking about not going back? Like, they were talking about just going out on their own.
Who was?
Daryl said there's a whole world out there.
Right.
I would be totally cool with them splintering.
I think it's going to happen. There has
He's
been a
still
lot of
doing
about
what he promised to Carol, to watch over Henry.
Right.
He didn't promise to be at Hilltop. He right. just promised to watch over Henry. And if Henry's going to run off with Lydia, Daryl and Connie are there too, and so's Dog. They got a happy little family there.
And just splinter off as another group and head off into the world and see what they can find, I guess, huh?
Yeah, potentially.
I mean, there's like we've discussed this a million times.
What?
It'd be interesting to like back out of like a... overhead view and see all of the different factions and different groups of people and what they've crazy shit they've done and come up with.
Just let us fly with the helicopter with Rick. See where he goes. I need to know. Let's see. Beta is still alive. They did a badass shot down the elevator shaft over to him. He landed on steel and lived.
Yeah. And like stood up with like seemingly no broken bones.
And he was pissed, like...
And he was angry about it.
He can't show weakness.
Right.
If he can't go back there with broken bones.
No, because they'll kill...
Alpha will kill him.
Right.
Right? I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. Like, he's just going to, fuck it, nothing hurts. Okay, right. Fine. Because I can't show weakness. It's a fucked up group to be in, is what I'm saying.
Dude.
That you could fall down an elevator shaft, live, which shows strength, but potentially weakness
strength
would be in
resilience.
Yeah, the weakness would be the not being able to overcome whatever physical ailments you now have via that fall.
Right.
I don't know if that would be counterbalanced by the fact that you survived it. I don't know. She doesn't seem very sympathetic. Thoughts on what's coming next? So the fair, right?
Yeah, we're getting the fair.
See, now when they said fair, I really thought it was like a fair, not like a trade fair.
You thought
fair.
There was going to be like rides and
yes.
shit? Come on, man. They're going to have a movie.
They are going to have a movie. Okay. Do you think we get the movie this season?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Right before the king gets killed.
You think that's how the season ends, with the king getting killed?
I don't know if that's like the last scene, but like it might.
I mean, we got what, three more episodes?
Right. I don't want to see him go, but you said it. Like, it seems like they're building up, or him or Carol. Like, that'd be a shocker.
Right.
That'd be a really heavy hit.
I mean, if we lost, who do we have to lose? Daryl and Carol, right?
Are like the originals.
Yeah, I can't think
that's
of
that's pretty
other
much
ones.
It.
It's amazing that there's that many people alive. I'll say that. It's amazing that just where they're at, that as many people have survived as they have.
Even like the Whisperer's camp, like,
right. That's a lot of fucking people.
But then look at the hordes. You see like the hordes and you're like, that's a lot of people.
Well, yeah, but still, I mean, thinking back
how
to like,
how can there still be this many people
thinking
alive?
Thinking back to the farm, like it seemed like nobody was alive.
Right. Well, the groups are converging.
Yeah.
And fighting over territory.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay, sorry. Well, Jeremy's about to fall asleep, sorry, so we should probably just end the podcast.
Well, what else you got?
Nothing. I got nothing. We'll be back next week with I don't know, next week.
How many episodes are left?
There's 3 episodes left. Maybe we'll just do one for all 3 and talk about the rest of the season.
Okay.
I don't want to sit here. Hey, who wants to listen to 3 more hours about the rest of the season? Let's just talk about it in an hour and call it a podcast.
I mean, there's nobody clamoring for episode Walking Dead stuff. So, but like, no, we're like, you know what else? Fuck it. We'll just do all 6 episodes of Game of Thrones, 1 1-hour podcast.
Just one podcast for all of that. Yeah, no, we'll be doing Game of Thrones soon. So look for that. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at donteva.com, DONTEVA. And I do a daily vlog if you want to check any of that out chronologically, Joel. All on the YouTube channel, blah, 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 live streaming, et cetera, et cetera.
Check out my sign shop, 9milebranding.com, and my Twitch stream at twitch.tv/dishfit. Dishfits. I did it again. DASCHVITZ.
Is it not going to play? I mean... This is how to watch TV. See you later, yeah. All these memories in my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.